News release. Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing. Street. Catharines, the Ontario government is providing more than $6.1 million to help create 65 units in St. Catharines that will support individuals experiencing homelessness. Our government has made the largest investment in homelessness prevention in Ontario's history because every Ontarian deserves a home that meets their needs, said Paul Calandra, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing. Today, we continue to build on that investment to ensure our partners have the tools they need to get more community, affordable and supportive housing built across the province. Ontario is investing $2.6 million to help create 50 modular, trailer units for emergency shelter at 29 Reardon Street. This temporary site for the Reardon shelter will provide adults experiencing homelessness access to shelter all year round. This project provides residents with case management services and referrals to community supports for mental and physical health, substance use, and other needs. Additionally, public transit, medical services, and recreational facilities are conveniently situated nearby. The government is also investing more than $3.5 million to help create 15 supportive housing units that will prioritize those experiencing homelessness. Located at 320 Geneva Street, this new, four-story building includes both accessible and barrier-free units. The program and services for residents will encompass case management, training in daily living skills, and community referrals for mental health, physical health, and addiction support. The housing supply crisis impacts all Ontarians, but especially our most vulnerable citizens. That's why we increased funding for our homelessness prevention programs by more than 40%, said Vijay Thanigasalam, Associate Minister of Housing. We're removing barriers to make it easier and faster to build homes of all kinds across the province. Today's announcement is part of the province's Homelessness Prevention Program, HPP, which provides funding to Ontario's 47 municipal service managers for affordable housing and support services for people experiencing or at risk of homelessness. Quick facts. In 2023-24, the government began investing an additional $190.5 million annually through the HPP to help those experiencing or at risk of homelessness and support the community organizations delivering supportive housing. This funding can also be used to build new supportive housing units. The Regional Municipality of Niagara was allocated $20,771,400 in 2023-24, an increase of $9,603,900 from 2022-23. Quotes: Our government is working hard to ensure every person in Ontario has access to safe and affordable housing. This significant investment will help create 65 units in St. Catharines that will support individuals experiencing homelessness. Today's announcement builds on our government's efforts to build more homes faster and make life more affordable for Ontario families. Sam Osterhoff, Member of Provincial Parliament for Niagara West. I'd like to thank the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing and Minister Calandra for their contribution to this incredibly important project. Along with the city's donation of the land, valued at more than $5 million, the region is now in a position to build these desperately needed units. Our city knows that the solution to these crises lies, in part, in additional transition and bridge housing for those members of the community who need it, and this investment by the city, the region and the province helps those efforts. Matt Sisko, Mayor of St. Catharines. We are thrilled to see the development at 320 Geneva Street moving forward, a project that underscores Niagara Region's unwavering commitment to addressing the housing crisis. We are grateful for the provincial government's support, which has been instrumental in making this vision a reality. This initiative, which will provide funding for desperately needed supportive and affordable housing, is a critical step in our ongoing efforts to serve our most vulnerable residents. Together with our partners in the City of St. Catharines and the province, we are building a stronger, more inclusive community for all. Jim Bradley, Regional Chair of Niagara Region.